And welcome to Takaro, the podcast where we break down the news of today for you. In today's episode, we cover Israel reducing troops in Gaza, how it affects the oil prices, and 100 new marine species that were found in New Zealand. Let's start with Israel reducing troops in South Gaza. Israel has reduced the number of soldiers in southern Gaza, and apparently they have only one brigade left there. They've also sent a team to Egypt to have a chat with Hamas and talk about a potential ceasefire. A ceasefire is when two countries who have been at war with each other decide that it's time to stop fighting for a bit. That's a ceasefire, to cease, to stop the firing. This is important because Israel is under a lot of pressure to reduce military activity from the US and other countries. But the Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said that he will not bow down to any international pressure. The unfortunate truth about this war between Israel and Hamas has meant that lots of innocent people have died and many have gotten injured. We really hope this marks the start of the end of this war. Oil prices have also come down. As Israel reduced the number of troops in Gaza and the tension there reduced just a bit, oil prices have dropped. But how are they related? Well, basically, the Middle East is a geopolitical region encompassing the Arabian Peninsula and countries like Israel, the Gaza Strip, Turkey, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Iran, Iraq, etc. This is where majority oil is found and produced. And so when there is fighting or tensions in any of these countries, it affects the supply of oil globally. Because less can be produced, less can be sent to other countries, and moreover, there's a big risk in the wars reaching the oil stocks and destroying them. So when there is an option of ceasefire, or the likelihood of ceasefire, the likelihood of reduction in fighting in that region, oil prices naturally come down. And that's what's just happened over the last couple of days. For our third story today, the planet is not happy with us. There have been multiple natural disasters and weather concerns all over the world in the last few days. In the last episode, we covered the Taiwan earthquake. Immediately after that, there was an earthquake in Himachal Pradesh in India, and then one in New York City. All within the same week, within days of each other. And now with heat wave rising in India, there is a record flood happening in parts of Russia. The planet is just not happy with us, and things are just going bananas. And I hope we learn to live better lives that stops destroying the planet at the speed at which it is happening right now. All of us need to make sure that we're becoming responsible citizens. And for our final news story today, 100 new marine species were found in New Zealand. A team of scientists exploring the seas in and around New Zealand say they have over 100 new marine species that were never known before. It's in an area of the ocean called Bounty Trough, about 800 kilometers off the New Zealand coast. It's said that we know very little of life underwater, and this new discovery is very exciting because it adds a whole bunch of new animals into our known universe. They've discovered new types of eels, marine snails, and one creature that no one is even sure of what it is. Is it a fish? Is it an eel? Is it a snail? No one even knows. Are you excited about this? If you are, do some research and watch the video that's available on BBC where they explain some of these findings. And that's it for this episode of Takaro. And I hope to see you the next time. Until then, bye-bye.